Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The Psalm said, if it had not been for the Lord, who had thy side. How many of God's on this side? Because it takes all of us to make a church. How many of you know that we're not a church all by ourselves?
Amen.
We are a church because of you and because of our good God has made. Amen. But let us stand for our scripture reading today. Well, we have several scriptures that we will go over, but we'll start right now in the 34th division of Psalms and also Lamentations, the third chapter. We're going to read those two portions for this time. Psalm 34, verse 6 through 10. Lamentation 3 verse 25. The Lord is the most important thing in any of our lives. And you know what the scripture says about the Lord? Now only the Lord can do this. The Lord said, I will be with you always. In life he's with us. In death he's with us. If you're in God, he will be with you. There's no one in life that can make you that promise. That he will be with us always. Amen. In trouble, God's with us. In good times, God is with us. When the enemy plots and denies against us, God is with us. I choose to be on the Lord's side. Oh, that's the children of Israel. Who's on the Lord's side today? If you don't
I'm not.
Amen. And you may be seated. I love that scripture. It says, the angel of the Lord encampeth. Yes. Encampeth round about them that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Oh, where's the thing? Minister Simon asked the question. Minister Sharkey asked the question on Friday on Wednesday evening. All I can tell you, the angel of the Lord. Yes. You remember your question about the shootings and what the church is going to do? Yes. It said the angel of the Lord encamped her. So the devil will try to come in. Oh, but the angel. Yes. The angel of the Lord will keep them out. Yes. The angel of the Lord encamped her around about them that fear him. But the song says that Jesus did a fence don't you understand? Hallelujah. So he said that my tears and in my need, they did not even. I smiled in your face, but I was crying in my heart because things just weren't right. But he said, early will I see you. I said, early will I see you. Morning, night, and noon will I pray. Why? Because it's going to say God will deliver you. The devil will try to do anything to intimidate you and turn you around. The devil will make you seem like he has you surrounded. But he has to bring you the force. Listen, the devil will try to make you think he got you. He'll make you think you're outnumbered. But there's a force. I see there's a force. Lord, thank you.
And he forsook the counsel of the old man. And there was war all the days of Jeroboam. But in the 12th chapter, I'm going to give you some highlights. In the 12th chapter, God sent a man of God to Rehoboam. And the man of God said, Rehoboam, you have forsaken the way of the Lord. He said, you're walking in idolatry. You have forsaken the Lord, and because you forsake the Lord has forsaken you. So the scripture says that Rehoboam repented and humbled himself before the Lord, and God blessed him. But a little few lines later, he went back to being the same Rehoboam. Because it was not an outward problem, it was an inner problem. Yes. So eventually, the Lord removed Rehoboam from being king because he had forsaken the Lord. Whatever you do, don't you forget God. You stay with God. No matter who runs from God, you stay with God. So Rehoboam was gone, and then his son Abijah takes over. But the difference is Abijah followed the way of the Lord. And because he followed the way of God, God blessed him. So that brings us to 2 Chronicles 13, verse 1. Now, the devil, I don't know the devil trying to intimidate you. I don't know the devil trying to intimidate you. He'll make you pay advance and so make you pay advance on something you owe before you owe. That's called worry. When you start paying on stuff you don't know, anybody ever took a house note, a car note? Did you pay on your note before you got the house or the car? No? Well, that's what worry is. You're paying on a house or a car you don't even have yet. Don't worry about it. Let Jesus fix it for you. Amen? So Abijah began to reign. All right, let's go to verse 2. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriah. Verse 3. And Abijah set the bell in the ring because Jeroboam and his people had come against him. So Abijah sets the bell in the ring with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the bell in the ring against him with. So they are outnumbered 2-1. Yes. So in everyday mathematics, Jeroboam should win. But even though Abijah only had 400,000, the difference between them is God was with Abijah. So you might seem like you're outnumbered. You might seem as though you're overwhelmed. But if God is for you, I said, if God is before you, who then? In the English. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is Mount Ephraim, and said, hear me, thou Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to the end and to his son by a covenant of Saul? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and has rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have stripped themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. When Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not, he said, when he was young, he couldn't withstand you, but you had some victory. Amen. But he goes on to say that now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there with you golden calves, was Jeroboam made for your gods. And he continues by saying, have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of the other lands, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no God. He says, so the problem is, you are acting religious. You are acting like you were God, but you're serving. He said, your gods are those people prophesying that God did not prophesy to. He says, so you're doing all of this, but it ain't real. Because God doesn't have two forms of religion. He doesn't have a true religion and a false religion. He says, so you're following the false way, and we're following the right way. Amen. I heard Jeremiah say, stand in this way and sin and for me. Somebody, we need to go back to the old way. The old path of praying. The old path of believing God instead of this new religion. The new religion is how it feels you ought to do. I heard Jesus say, if anybody comes after me, let him. If anybody comes after me, let him first. New religion says, do what makes you happy. There's only one way. The Bible says there's a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. There's only one way. Somebody said, well, I ain't been calling holiness. When you want to see the Lord, he said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You want to see the Lord, you better get into holiness. You better get into doing what God will do. Holiness is, it's not about me, but it's all about God. So the devil has created a camouflage religion. The camouflage religion says, I'm saved, I'm doing everything right before God. God's weeping. How do you do everything right before me? You act like a priest. I didn't call you to be a priest. You act like a prophet. And I didn't call you to be a prophet. How you prophesied in my name, God, so that I didn't sin? So that was a problem they had in Israel with Jeroboam. They had a camouflage religion. A camouflage religion can't save you. A camouflage religion won't deliver you. So a lot of people say, I've lost confidence in God and church. Because we ain't been in the right church. Because when you get in the right church, the Bible says in his presence, it's the fullness of joy. And it is. But the camouflage religion, you come, you shout the dance, you leave, and you sin more and more. That ain't, look at somebody say, that ain't God. All right, let me finish here. Alright, so Abijah is trying to reason with Jeroboam. He said, we are following the true God. You are following a golden calf. Now, listen, golden calf, right? Somebody said, what was the golden calf? A lot of us have golden calves in our lives. You know what a golden calf is? Anything that you worship above. With anything you worship above God, that's your golden calf. See, some people say, I can't go to church because of this. That's your golden calf. Well, I got all this money and that a bit. I'd rather go to rip my money somewhere in my house than go to church. That's your option. That's your golden calf. Your golden calf is anything you put before God. Amen? And we don't have time to get all into it, but he said, wait a minute, you act like you're in church, but who are you worshiping? You know what I mean? You're worshiping, but it's not God. So Abijah is reasoning with Jeroboam. Verse 10 says, but as for us, the Lord is our God. And we have not. The Lord is my God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites live upon their. He said, we know all we're going to God's way. There's a way that seemeth right unto the man. But the Bible said, the end thereof are the. Many are today claiming to follow God, but God's not there. You got to follow God like God ought to be followed. Verse 11 says, and they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening, burn sacrifices. And sweet incense, the showbread also set the altar upon the pure table, and the candlesticks of gold with the lamps thereof, to burn every evening, for we keep the charge of the Lord. We need to keep God's charge. We need to keep God's charge. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
But ye have. So he's reading, he said, but listen, Or they have people that are preaching and doing the office of the administration spiritually. But God said, I did not sit there. Jeremiah, when he was trying to get Judah to turn from their ways, he said, there are people prophesying. God said, I didn't sit there. He said, they have dreams, but they're not for me. They give a vision, they're not for me. Hallelujah. So God said, from your ways. You need to come back to God. So Abijah is trying to get Jeroboam and the rest of Israel to say, listen, you're going on the wrong path. It's time for you to get on the right path. How many know the only right path is the path that God is on?
Amen.
The only right path is the path that God is on. I don't care if the whole world is following the golden calf. You follow God. Behold, the battle was before him. the praises of his people. So even though the enemy's before me, even though the enemy's behind me, I'm still going to praise him. Hallelujah. I can't see my way out of this, but I'm going to still praise him. Well, how are you praising him? We like to go out to a war and the priests are singing and shouting because that brings God's presence. That means God said, hey, you just hit the right note. That's my child that you're messing with. Right? Just like he told my David, said, the life you come to live with, so is she. He said, I come against you in the name of the Lord. Why? Because the name of the Lord is a strong power. If anybody know God's a strong power, pray the righteous can run and be saved, the name of the Lord.
All right. All right, peace. Let me finish this right now. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that if God's on your side, just start shouting. If God's on your side, just start praising. You understand? Everything is coming in, you still shout. Still praise him. And say, when they begin to shout, when they begin to praise the Lord, God came and fought for them. Your